Kandiko Adult Class Creative Resource number 5. These resources have been developed by Kandiko for you to find new ways to enjoy dancing and being creative in your own home. Please be aware of your surroundings and make sure that your space is clear and safe to dance in. You know your body best, so please don't do anything that causes you pain and don't take any risks. Happy creating! Warm-up. Doodles. Imagine there's a pencil connected to your head. Use this pencil to draw in the air around you. Gradually, the pencil begins to move down your body, travelling down your neck, between your shoulders, and down your spine, eventually passing through every part of your body. Spend more time drawing with the areas you feel need more attention today. Which part of your body do you enjoy drawing with the most? Where was the pencil when you drew your favourite pattern? Creative activity. Objects. In the space you are in, select 3 objects. These could be things as small as a pen or as big as a door. For each of the 3 objects, find a still position that you feel represents it. For example, you might want to represent the shape of your pen by being really straight, or the size of your door by making yourself as wide as you can. Once you have your 3 positions, pay specific attention to where each body part is placed. Next, try finding a way from one position to the next to make a sequence. Try doing this by using the previous position as a starting point and moving one body part at a time to get to the next one. To make it more simple, you could move back into neutral between each position. Or to make it more complicated, you could try to make your sequence travel around the space. Cool down. Soft focus. Allow your eyes to relax their focus and gently scan your body with this soft focus. Explore bringing different body parts closer to your eyes and bringing your eyes closer to different body parts. What details do you notice when you're this close? How much detail can you see when you're this close? How much detail can you see when you're far away? Are you still keeping your focus soft? How does this soft focus affect the way that you move? And how does this movement feel?